Ballet Jorgen presents Anne of Green Gables, the ballet, which will be touring across the Maritimes and in Halifax this week. The performance is going to be slightly based off the synopsis provided by the musical in Charlottetown at the Confederation Center of the Arts. We speak with Hannah May Credis from Dartmouth, who will be playing the lead role of Anne Shirley in Anne of Green Gables.
So my name is Hannah May Credis, and I've been dancing with Ballet Jorgen for 11 seasons now. I am very, very lucky because I get to dance the role of Anne Shirley in Anne of Green Gables, the ballet, which is going to be at the Dalhousie Arts Center on June 8th and 9th at 7:30. And I've been really lucky to get to tour this ballet. We've been touring it since 2019 when we premiered it in Halifax as well. And obviously there was a little break for COVID, but we're back to it. And it's very, very exciting for all of us. The practice of the movement started in the spring of 2019. We really got all of the characters encapsulated in the movement starting at that point. And for me, there was a bit of research. I have always loved Anne. I've been a fan since I was 6 years old, very, very young. And so I reread them and I kind of pinpointed the moments when Lucy Maud Montgomery talked about Anne's physicality and her actual body and her body language. Because we all know that she's a redhead and we know that she has freckles and we know that she has a lot of energy and she spills forth with lots of words, and she's a very exuberant young person, but we don't often think about how her body might move. So knowing that she was kind of a wealth of great vocabulary all the time, I thought that, well, myself and Bengt Jorgen, our choreographer, we worked on her lightness and her kind of busyness with her movement. There were moments when Maud would write, she clasped her hands and looked up into the sky, and that those kinds of physical notes are things that I was able to really take and hopefully have brought to the character.
Would you say your character is close to Anne's character in real life?
Oh yeah, I always hope so. I think Anne is tremendously courageous and joyful and strong. And I think I looked up to her a lot as a young person. And I have tried to emulate some of my personality from her as being a huge role model for me when I was young.
Where are you from and how long have you been doing ballet for?
I am from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. I actually grew up on the Eastern Shore and head of Chesicook and in Dartmouth. And I started dancing here in Nova Scotia when I was 3 years old, just to really do a creative movement type class where it was spinning around all the time and skipping and playing with scarves. That was my introduction to ballet in Nova Scotia. And then I had some really phenomenal teachers here through the Maritime Conservatory of Performing Arts with Barbara Dearborn and Diana Rutherford and Rachel Dyer. And then also at the Lisa Hardy School of Dance with Lisa Hardy. And that was before I had to move away to Toronto to go to the National Ballet School.
Credis joined the National Ballet School in Toronto for 2 years before joining her current company, Ballet Jorgen, 11 years ago.
And we are a touring ballet company. We tour all across Canada and into the States performing our ballets and doing a lot of outreach and education programs as well.
And what other projects were you involved in before this one?
So we've done many different ballets. We're really lucky. Bengt Jorgen is a phenomenal choreographer and he's created so many beautiful ballets. We have a Swan Lake that is centered around the Fortress of Louisbourg in Nova Scotia. So it's kind of set there. We have an Anastasia, the ballet, which is the story of the the Russian princess, essentially. We have Cinderella and Romeo and Juliet and Coppelia, which is a fantastic ballet about dolls. Our one is filled with dolls. It's lots of fun. It's so many. Of course, the Nutcracker as well. I've been lucky to dance with the Nutcracker, even with my company, but also with the Symphony Nova Scotia. And I grew up dancing in that one, and I've gotten to play Clara, the lead role there as well. So that was really cool.
So how many dancers are involved in this production?
We have 20 full-time dancers with the company on tour. And we also have crew members who help set up and strike and call the show. And they're really important to making it all happen too. And sometimes you'll see our boss on stage too. He does a couple of walk-on roles.
What are you most excited about during this performance? Is it the outfits? Is it maybe having one of your partners?
That's a really, really great question too. I think it really is being able to share the character of Anne and to introduce her to new generations in a different way.
And you said you spent 2 years in Toronto. What brought you back to Nova Scotia?
Good question. Yeah, so my ballet school was in Toronto, the National Ballet School. But right after leaving the National Ballet School, I auditioned for Ballet Jorgen. And Ballet Jorgen is, in fact, still based in Toronto. So I currently live in Toronto and have for now probably, 13 years.
Ballet Jorgen's Anne of Green Gables will be running on June 8th and June 9th at 7:30 in the Dalhousie Arts Center. To get more information about the performance or book a ticket or register for open rehearsals, their website is canadasballetjorgen.ca. Sarah Gouda, CKDU.